Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see where Colorado is number 5 on the fun state list?
I did not see the fun state list.
We are number 5. Now, I want to tell you the 4 that's in front of us, and I don't know why they're there. Maybe a couple of them, yeah, I get, but Colorado's a fun state, you have to admit. But
what are the criteria? What is the criteria?
Well, funny you should say this. This came from Wallet Hub. They looked into 26 factors related to entertainment, nightlife, and recreation, which includes amusement parks, restaurants, golf courses, theaters, arcades, music festivals, casinos, beach quality, access to national parks, and the list goes on and on.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we came out number 5. Number 1 in the country is California. Okay, I get that, I guess. They got some decent beaches. San Diego is pretty cool. Great amusement parks.
Yeah.
You would state parks.
I guess because it has a lot of different
You
vibes.
Lived in California. Which do you like best?
I like Colorado better.
Okay.
But that's just because it's cleaner and that it seems more sane.
Yeah.
That's just me. A lot of people in California just really are down on their luck.
Yeah.
Even though we have our Platte River problem here, really, I mean, it's really bad.
California, I would not want to live there because the haves and have-nots, it's huge out there. There are people that are just so mega rich in California, and then there are just millions of people that are dirt poor.
And then even when you're rich in California, you're not rich enough.
Yeah, you're always...
Does that make sense?
You always need more. Yeah, I get it.
It's crazy.
Number 2, Florida. I kind of get the Florida thing,
too. You live there.
It's all beaches.
Do you like Florida better than Colorado?
As a fun state? Because I mean, they have the amusement parks, they have the nightclubs, and you know me, I'm a clubber. I stay out until 3 in the morning.
No, you know what it is?
About every weekend.
You know what it is?
What?
It's because... And don't take this wrong. Uh-oh.
Why?
Uh-oh. Because you love the water, correct?
Yeah. I did.
Well, so the thing is with diving, it's easy. It requires like little to no work. I mean, you just barely move your little legs with your flippers on.
Are you kidding
me? Hold on. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding you. And so it takes no effort at all. You just kind of sink and little swim, and you have oxygen. Whereas like skiing requires snowboarding, you know, stuff like it, kayaking, hiking. It requires lots of work. And so I think that's why you haven't really ingrained yourself in Colorado, is because it's harder to do the stuff.
How insulting.
Dear. I said don't take it wrong. So
scuba divers.
I already are
some of the most fit people in the world. Are you kidding me?
No, they're not.
Yes.
No, they're not.
Do you ever see a fat scuba diver?
I have seen a lot of them, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Squeeze into that thing.
I just thought I'd ask you. I've seen plenty myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be a little heavy for the buoyancy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're in the water.
Right.
That way you're more of a floater.
I'm just saying that's maybe why you like Florida better.
Right. All right. Well, I'm just saying that Florida to me was fun.
You can participate in their activities without doing a lot.
Number 3.
Well, BJ participated in some Colorado activities.
What?
He went sledding.
You did?
Yeah, you just sat there and rode down that hill right on the tube. Didn't you guys go up there?
No, I chickened out.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah, I didn't go.
No.
What?
Lisa went.
It's so easy. Cup of tea.
I waited at the top of the hill.
Are you kidding me?
No, I didn't get on.
It is so easy.
It looked dangerous.
Never mind then.
You just sat on that thing. You
but
go
it was
down.
So, it was so fast.
And then you go back up the magic carpet.
Yeah. And I wasn't sure those bales of hay would stop you. You know what I mean? So I chickened out.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right, I
no big deal,
statement.
Though. Yeah. Okay, all right, well, I'll go with it. Then you know, Florida's a lazier state. That's why I enjoyed it more. Okay, yeah, I'll play along with the game, although I'm very, very fit. You know, oh, by the way, I pick up my bicycle on Thursday, Sean. You want to go for a bike ride?
Sure do.
All right, maybe you and I can hit the road this weekend.
Oh, I would love to see this.
Great.
Yeah, I'm picking it up
I would love to see this.
I got to swap out the pedals on it because it has the click-ons,
right?
You know, click-ins.
Yep.
And the last time I rode it, which was about 8 years ago, I fell off the bike. Remember, I couldn't get the clickers out?
Yeah.
And so I got to replace those.
Yeah, you need some baskets.
Yeah, I need baskets.
Yes, do you have a GoPro on your bike, Sean?
No, but my son has one I can borrow.
Yeah, I got to see this.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, yeah, BJ.
Yeah, I've got a GoPro. Yeah. I can use mine, but I'm really going to get into it now.
Sweet. You'll shed the pounds.
You know, when you've got a support pony like Jamie, it doesn't help motivate me. Because every time I make mention of anything athletic, she just laughs.
Okay.
You know, look, I'm here for you. When you were going to jump on the keto diet, who was going to be your support pony?
Right.
Me.
Right.
I was there for you.
But then I said I'd have keto crotch, and then my crotch was stinky. So I didn't get on that pony.
Yeah, well, that keto crotch thing, yeah, you got to watch for
that's
that.
Nasty.
But if you're not dating, it's okay.
Oh, my God. Right, but what if you are?
I'm just saying. All right, so number three on the list, New York. There's no way New York is more fun than Colorado.
No way.
All right, if you want to go to the theater, yeah, okay, maybe.
But that's
the entertainment value of the theater and Broadway. Okay, that's all you got.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
I don't either.
Really? Number three. I don't get that
California, Florida, New York.
Huh.
And then four was Washington.
Huh? Washington State?
Washington State. Better than Colorado. This is BS.
It's kind of gloomy there.
Yeah. The only one that I would put in front of Colorado... I'm sorry, Colorado. I love you. But I'd have to do this. Number six on the list behind Colorado is Nevada. I think I'd have to put Vegas up there.
See, I thought Nevada would be number one.
Me too.
I mean, because that place.
You want some entertainment, go to Nevada.
But I think, though, with Nevada, I think that's a weekend thing and you don't want to live there. Because these are places that are fun states that you want to live at, maybe? I don't know.
Well, it's fun states where if you live there, these are states that give you options for the most fun.
Nevada has the most fun ever.
I agree.
Oh, my God. You know what I really want to do? I haven't. I don't know why I want to do this. And it's weird. And it's such a not a girl thing. So in Las Vegas, they have these big equipment places, big equipment, like all kinds of like.
You mean like front end loaders?
Yeah, like scrapers and like, with the bucket on it, all that.
Yeah, backhoe.
Backhoes.
Yeah.
And you get to go play on them. And
you can do that?
Yes.
Without an operator's license?
No, with no operator's license.
You got to have some training. No, you don't know what this button does, and all of a sudden you've taken down a building.
It's just a big field, and they put you in it, and you get to play with it.
Well, what if you dig up like a natural gas line or something?
I don't know.
You can't be out there doing
that. Doesn't that look fun?
Yeah, it's called Dig This Las Vegas, and it's set up so that you can go and play on heavy equipment. It's a heavy equipment playground.
Never heard of that.
It looks so fun. I totally want to do it.
I'd like to do that.
Oh, even the kids. They even have kid digs.
Oh, they do?
Yep, where the kids get to get into these little tractors. Check it out. They're like little miniature backhoes.
That would be so fun.
Wow. See, I had no idea.
Las Vegas has everything. You can get hookers and big machinery.
Yeah, it's crazy. Vegas is a party place. I would pick that as the number one fun place.
I do too.
I really would.
Because there's everything.
Yeah, in California, Florida. Okay, I get it. Colorado, absolutely. But I don't. All right, here's a question
for
you.
And if you think about it, in Nevada, Havasu is Arizona and California. Never mind. I was thinking that Havasu was in Nevada.
Text NATO at 51059. And you guys can guess too. Of the list, what state ranked number 50 for the least fun? You go to this state, you're not going to have any fun whatsoever.
Can I guess?
It's the absolute worst on the list. And it's on the list at the worst slot by far.
Can I guess?
Okay.
Arkansas.
Wow. Arkansas, out of the top 50, out of all 50 states, Arkansas ranks 45.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. That was pretty
46.
Good. That was pretty good. That
Arkansas
pretty good.
Is 46. That's a good
nothing
guess.
Nothing to do in Arkansas.
47th, Alabama. Alabama's gotten wacky.
Yeah.
That state is out of control.
Did you just see now they're going to castrate men that are sexual whatever?
Yeah.
You're a sexual predator or been convicted of a sexual crime, they're now going to use, acid to torture stuff.
I don't know if it's chemical castration.
Yeah.
So I think you put your wiener in some acid.
Yeah. That would drop you down the list of fun.
Big time.
Fun states. Right. When they
but they kind of they deserve it.
When you put your stuff in, you know, acid.
That, somebody that's said not Oklahoma.
Fun. Not Oklahoma. You can go and guess. 51059. And I truly believe this is the worst state for fun. There's no doubt about it.
Really?
Yeah, it's that okay. obvious. It's that obvious to me.
Somebody said Rhode Island.
No, Rhode Island's on the list, though, as a 10 worst. But it's not the worst.
Iowa.
Think. No.
Idiots out wandering around. I'm on Weight Watchers again.
Think of a state that borders Colorado.
Borders Colorado. Wyoming.
Yeah.
Kansas.
Kansas.
The least fun.
Yeah.
Kansas. If you're in Kansas, you're depressed.
I lived in Kansas.
Did you?
Yeah, Overland Park.
Yeah, but you were more Missouri because that's Kansas City and it borders there.
I was on the Kansas side.
Right. But once you leave the Overland area there and you start going west, it gets nasty fast. Does it not? You people in Kansas that are listening on the radio.com app, I feel for you. You're the worst state
no
in America
fun
when
at
it comes
all.
No fun, Jamie. I'll bet you don't even have a water park.
There's nothing to do in
nothing
Kansas.
Nothing in Kansas.
There really isn't. Oh, no, there is. You can stop and see Dorothy's shoes.
Say what?
You can stop and see, go to this little museum and see Dorothy's shoes.
All they have is just Dorothy's shoes sitting in a case somewhere in Kansas?
Yep.
And that's a stop?
Yep.
No.
Guilty.
Yeah.
You've stopped?
Yeah, because it's right on the way to my dad in Missouri.
It's not even real, though. That's a movie.
But they're real
shoes. It never
shoes.
Really happened.
No, but her shoes were really
real. Her shoes were real.
But it's a movie prop.
But it's so? Still.
She didn't click those heels in Kansas.
What? You don't know.
You don't know where they filmed that?
Man, you were there.
Think about it. Now, that's a non-fun state. When that's your claim to fame is a pair of shoes sitting somewhere in the state in the case.
Yeah.
Please stop here and take a look. And that's all you got.
Yeah, but Sean was smelling them to see if they smelled like Liza or whatever her name was. What's her name? Who
Dorothy?
Who was Dorothy?
Dorothy was Liza's mom.
Yeah. I smell her.
Kansas, I feel for you.
Judy Garland.
The good thing about being in Kansas, though, is you can get in your car and drive a few hours, and you're in the most one of the most fun states there is, Colorado.
Well, so, that's true.
You know,
that's
at least great. You're close here that you can get over here and have some fun.
Sean, why are you trying to buy Dorothy's shoes on Amazon?
Because I think I'd look good in them.
What are you doing?
What's the price?
What is it?
I can get a knockoff ruby slipper that will fit me for $31.
Nice.
And I think I'd look good wearing that at Pride Parade.
Why would he be looking these up? It was just weird.
He's weird.
It was just weird.
He's weird.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.